go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Their wings and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing, side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore, she can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. It's like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking, but love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you have AT&T phone service and it's not working correctly this morning, know that you are not alone. The company says it's working urgently to restore service to customers experiencing wireless service interruptions in several cities today. Alabama's largest hospital pausing its IVF program, at least for now, as doctors look over the state Supreme Court's recent decision on frozen embryos.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham Health System saying in a statement, "We must evaluate the potential that our patients and our physicians could be prosecuted criminally or face punitive damages for following the standard of care for IVF treatments." Because Alabama's high court ruled frozen embryos qualify as people, anyone who discards them, which is a normal part of the IVF process could now face criminal charges.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. President Biden considering executive action at the border after House Republicans failed to bring a bipartisan immigration bill to the floor for a vote. This is ABC News. As Texas factions fight over immigration policies, a nonprofit in El Paso is getting caught in the crossfire. Details from ABC's Jim Ryan.
Annunciation House operates shelters for newly arrived immigrants. The Texas Attorney General's office accuses the Catholic charity of human smuggling and operating a stash house, and it's demanded records about its clients. Democrat Veronica Escobar represents El Paso in Congress.
What happened to Annunciation House is part of a larger and outrageous pattern.
Annunciation House has sued to withhold the records. The AG's office has countersued for access to them. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Tiger Woods' son Charlie is taking a big step toward his first PGA Tour event. The 15-year-old plays at tournament in Florida today. If he finishes high enough, he will play another qualifying round on Monday. And if that goes well, he'll play in next weekend's PGA event in Palm Beach Gardens. His dad was 16 when he qualified for his first PGA tournament. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. Middleton police have confirmed a 34-year-old mother shot and killed her two children and injured a 31-year-old man before turning the gun on herself Sunday night. The man, who's the father of the children, remains hospitalized with multiple gunshot wounds, though he's now out of intensive care. Legislation to speed up the counting of absentee ballots in Wisconsin elections is in trouble in the state Senate. Bipartisan bill passed easily in the Assembly. Speaker Robin Voss said this week he's puzzled by Senate inaction. The measure would allow processing of absentee ballots the day before Election Day. 3% more homes were built in Wisconsin in 2023, but the Home Builders Association says that's not meeting demand. The group says more workforce and low-income housing is needed all across the state, and local leaders and property owners need to work together to make that happen. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Stop in for your chance at huge savings during Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event. This Saturday, February 24th, the first 300 shoppers will get a ticket to shop and pop for 10 to 100% off their entire purchase. Doors open at 7 a.m., so come on down, fill your cart, and pop a balloon to see how much you've saved. Don't miss Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop to score even more savings on everything you need for everyday life this Saturday only.
Hey, did you hear Sandy was diagnosed with lung cancer?
I did, but she doesn't even smoke.
Her doctor said that radon can cause lung cancer. In fact, it's the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers.
Radon?
It's a gas with no color or smell. It's been found in homes across Wisconsin.
Can you test for that?
You can test it yourself or hire a contractor. Just visit lowradon.org for details.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, 34 for a high. But we'll bounce back quickly Saturday, sunshine, high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Woke up early this morning around 4 a.m. with the moon shining bright as headlights on the interstate. I pulled the covers over my head and tried to catch some sleep, but thoughts of us kept keeping me awake. Ever since you found yourself in someone else's arms, I've been trying my best to get along, but that's okay, there's nothing left to say. But take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Went out driving, trying to clear my head. I tried to sweep out all the ruins that my emotions left. I guess I'm feeling just a little tired of this and all the baggage that seems to still exist. It seems the only blessing I have left to my name, not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. Someday I'm gonna run across your mind, but don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm gonna be alright while you're sleeping with your pride, wishing I could hold you tight. I'll be over you and on with my life. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your cat and leave my sweater, cause we have nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and all your reasons, but you'll think of me. And take your cat, my sweater, cause we got nothing left to weather. In fact, I'll feel a whole lot better, but you'll think of me. You'll think of me, yeah. And you're gonna think of me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Good Thursday morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we continue our salute with the local FFA chapters. And today, we're going to talk with Sam Hines from the Ellsworth FFA. And our FFA sponsors this week include NTech, also 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, Duran Smokehouse, AMPI, Wisconsin Credit Union, Bruner Seeds, Pierce Pepin Co-op, Martin Transport, SFB, Security Financial Bank, O'Galley Cheese Factory, Dunn Energy Cooperative, and Compeer Financial. And Sam, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, Sam, tell us a little bit about your hobby farm and some of the things you do on the farm at home.
Yeah, hi. My little hobby farm, we raise a couple pigs every year for the fair and some meat hogs. And then I, in the springtime, when the farrowing's done, I go and tap my maple trees, and I got a small operation here and is starting out, building a little bit more on it each year, it seems.
Wow. How many maple trees do you tap?
I tap about 150 trees.
Wow. So was that something you just decided to do on your own, or how did you decide to do something like that?
Yeah, so during COVID, I got bored like everyone else did, and it just so happened to be on spring break, and I knew some guys that were tapping trees, so I went out and tried it for myself, and it just kind of, I was hooked after that. It's addicting.
Do you know, how much syrup do you make then after tapping the trees?
So last year I made about 65 gallons of syrup.
Wow. So do you sell that locally, or is it just for the family, or what do you do with it?
So I got a big family, so I sell a lot of it to my family and a lot of friends, and then farmers markets and stuff like that, or the little sales, I'll sell it at as well.
That's awesome. So did you come up with a brand name for it? What's the name of the syrup called?
Oh yeah, so my brand, I'm on Facebook, it's Sam Syrup Co.
That's awesome. Wow, so you say you want to expand it. How are you going to be able to expand it? Are you going to have to rent trees or buy land, or what would you like to do with that?
Well, my grandpa's land is right next to ours, and there's a lot of land there, and a lot of great people that live around me say they're all right with me tapping their trees, so I'm sure eventually I'll get in, once I can get out of high school, I can put up a building and start leasing some ground and take care of business then, make me
wow.
a brand.
That's awesome. Well, now you're president of FFA. How long have you been in FFA?
Well, I've been in FFA since I was a seventh grader. I'm a junior now, but in all reality, I've been in FFA forever. My oldest brother, he's 26, and I've been following him around in FFA forever. So,
wow, we're talking with Sam Hines. He's president of the Ellsworth FFA this morning. What do you like best about FFA?
Well, I just love the opportunities. I like to go on the trips and learn new things, meet all kinds of great people. It's a great experience.
So have you had a chance to attend National Convention?
I did. I attended National Convention not this year, but the year before.
What was that like?
It's just incredible, the amount of people that are there, and I'm a small town guy here, so going into Indianapolis is just. It was just flabbergasting almost, and a great, great experience. There was met a lot of great people that rode the bus down there with us. It was very fun.
We're talking with Sam Hines this morning. He's president of the Ellsworth FFA during this National FFA Week. So, Sam, along with that national convention trip that the chapter took, what are some of the other activities that Ellsworth FFA does as a chapter throughout the year?
Well, a couple of them that we just did recently was we went to the rodeo in the Minneapolis there, or St. Paul, I think, I guess. And then we went in bowling, chapter bowling, at meetings, on fun meetings. We do, like, pumpkin carving in the fall there. And then we made wreaths and had a Christmas party and all kinds of great stuff we do.
And what are some of the things that the chapter does for the Ellsworth community? I know that coming up on Sunday, a very special event on farmer mental health that the Ellsworth FFA is going to be doing. But we'll talk about that here coming up. But what are some of the other community activities that the FFA does as a chapter?
So Rock the Block is one thing we did this year, and that was working with the community and people that need a little help around the town, and just helping them get going good, and they worked on houses and cleaned yards and stuff. And then we at the Friends of the Fair light up the fair, we put out a little booth there and had wreaths there and cookies. And
okay, and tell us about that this upcoming event on Sunday. I know this is going to be at the Ellsworth Middle School, but this is going to be a pretty important event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so locally in our community, we lost a farmer to suicide. So in that, we're trying to prevent this from ever happening again, because it's no one's fighting alone. So we're have this Farmer Angel Network. We're going to have a speaker and a meal, and Yeah.
And again, well, Jeff Ditzenberger will also be there as well. Sam, I know that even for the kids of farmers as well, if, you know, experiencing mental health issues, it's also just with the way milk prices have been, or how, you know, some of the prices and all of the stress with agriculture, there's also even the kids kind of get affected by this, don't they?
Yeah, just seeing their parents or seeing their friends or family, you know, just not being able to, you know, having a hard time, it's not any good.
And again, that is going on this Sunday at the Ellsworth Middle School as well. Sam, finally, before we let you go, why should adults that are listening to this, that live in the Ellsworth School District, why should the adults continue to support FFA and agricultural education?
Well, FFA is very important. I mean, it's not just for farmers. It's about, you know, building tomorrow's leaders. So, and there's all kinds of stuff that if the money was there to do, I mean, you could have great chapter going. You could all kinds of activities, CDEs, career development events they are, and we help students get work on their SAEs. Or there was funding and, you know, support backing these students, there's so many opportunities for them.
Again, and that is there are a very many different opportunities as well for the students in FFA and in agricultural education. You are so correct on that. That's Sam Hines. He is the president of the Ellsworth FFA. During this National FFA Week, we salute all of the FFA chapters. You're listening to WRDN.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Young men and women eager to acquire practical business experience often find it in the FFA. Each year, thousands of high school students across America learn entrepreneurship by growing their own businesses from scratch.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Congratulations, FFA members, on National FFA Week. This FFA salute is being brought to you by Compeer Financial.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing with Compeer Financial.
So we're offering a zero down payment option to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Typically, at average, the minimum down payment on a house is 5%. Even that 5% of that purchase price can be a lot. So when you're able to do that, leaves room for, you know, our clients and potential clients not having to wipe out their savings. We are excited to now offer this first-time homebuyer product here at Compeer. Inflation is very real. Things cost more, and it's just been harder for our clients to save. So we're offering this financing product to help people get into our rural communities with less of a down payment. Get a hold of us online at compeer.com/FTHB or 844-426-6733.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. It felt like electricity. Just wanted you to know. I just wanted you to know. You shouldn't kiss me like this unless you mean it like that. I'll just close my eyes and I won't know.
Sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDA.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. And I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I used that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side. Truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring.
clock at nine. That bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Eyes pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Bad is going to hit the road May 30th for his Quit tour, and he's going to have Kit Moore with him, Travis Denning, Ella Langley, and Stephen Wilson Jr. on his 15-date tour, which takes him along the East Coast and a few dates in the Midwest, like Buffalo, Raleigh, and Cincinnati.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Milk markets are higher. Reporting from the Chippewa Valley Ag Conference, I'm Brian Winikins with this market update on WRDN. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 25 to 1723, April up 22 to 1742, May up 31 to 1785, June milk up 30 to 1838. Meanwhile, in the live and feeder cattle markets, they're moving mostly higher as the trade continues to position ahead of the Friday cattle on feed report, which is expected to be bullish. Hog market it's also now moving mostly higher this morning due to a jump in some of the pork cutout values, at least early this morning, along with some short covering. February live cattle up 77 cents to 184.75. March feeder cattle up $2 to 253.35. And April hogs up 25 cents to 86.22. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets and wheat moving mostly higher today. Some short covering after severe oversold conditions in the market. Also some weakness a bit in the dollars, especially helping the wheat markets. Now, soybeans, they've moved mostly mixed. The soybean meal moving back, and that's providing some pressure to the soybean markets, along with a little bit of profit taking. March corn up 3.5 to 414 and a half. New crop up 3 to 460 and a quarter. March beans up a quarter to 1161. New crop up 3/4 to 1152 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, March up 16 and a quarter to 599 and a half. From the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, I'm Brian Winikins.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Elsevia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, 34 for a high, but we'll bounce back quickly. Saturday, sunshine, high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop. com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You swear you've had enough. Give up on that little lie they call love. Then out of the blue clear sky, falling right into your hands, like rain on the desert sand. It's the last thing you had planned. Then out of the blue clear sky, here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for
She comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear. Here she comes a walking, talking true love, saying I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue clear sky. Out of the blue clear sky.
I don't like. You ain't got a pair of jeans that don't fit you just right. There's not a minute in the day that you don't knock me out, you don't blow me away. But girl, now that the sun's gone down, whoa, whoa, looking at you right here now. That southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect with your eyes. Girl, tonight looks good on you. There's something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you. Taste the midnight on your lips. Makes me just wanna lean in for another kiss. A wind blowing your hair around, girl, it makes me wanna lay you down. You've been beautiful a million times, but I've never seen you look like this. And something about that southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect. Your eyes, girl, tonight looks good on you. There's something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you. Looks so good on your skin. I don't ever want to win. So good anywhere you are. Tonight looks good on you. Tonight looks good on you. I just gotta tell you, baby.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paint you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference at the Florian Gardens here in Eau Claire with the Security Financial Bank. And joining us right now is Jenny Jurizek, and she is one of the agriculture lenders at Security Financial Bank. And Jenny, it's springtime, getting ready for spring planting and springtime, which means it's farm show season and farm lending season, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Now we are in full swing of crop input loans, projects people are working on for the year, and really encouraging everyone to be doing extensive planning and estimating margin control, all that kind of stuff. So a lot of good discussions with our farmers this year.
For that planning, so what are some of the things farmers really need to dig into here as we get ready for the upcoming season?
Well, one thing we focus on a lot, and I'm sure farmers are, you know, hearing from lots of other people, is cost of production. Everyone has to know what their cost of production is. It's the staple of determining what you're going to do for your marketing plan, what you're going to do, and cost control with expenses and inputs. And so we talk a lot about helping them understand what that number is.
There's also probably another part of this. There's a lot of farmers that might be holding on right now to 23 corn and soybean crops. Okay, I understand they want to get a little bit better price, but there's that interest part, and if they need cash for the upcoming season to get things going, it's probably a better idea to say, look, you got to do, it's going to cost you more to keep it than to sell it.
Yes, that's a really good point. There is a ton of unmarketed crops sitting out there right now. And we've had a lot of discussions with our borrowers to the point that you just made in regards to if you're trying to hold for a few cents potentially, if that's all it is, and paying the interest, and now maybe you're not getting discounts for prepaids and those kinds of things, it's a lot to think about and a lot of pencil writing to the paper to figure out what really makes sense for you and your operation. And in this case, it might be selling now versus storing and saving like we have maybe had opportunity to do in the past.
Talking with Jenny Jurizic. She's one of the lead agriculture lenders at Security Financial Bank here at the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference today here in Eau Claire. Jenny, when you meet with a farmer as we get ready for it, how long should they plan to maybe meet with you to kind of go through all of this stuff? I understand it probably depends on the size of the operation, but do we have to, is it an hour, a couple hours, 20 minutes?
Well, that's a real wild card. You know, some people we can wrap through things pretty quickly, but usually I would say at least an hour, maybe even a couple hours to, if we're really going to dig in and get really serious about line items and making a plan for the year and what that's going to look like, it's going to take some time for sure.
And they don't have to come to the office, much to your delight. You get to go to the farm. You would rather do that, right?
Absolutely, yes. We enjoy getting out to the farm. We know farmers love for us to come there to see their operation and those kinds of things. So for sure, we go out probably the majority of the time. We go to the farm. So,
And I would bet sometimes, Jenny, that when you've been out there and you've seen operations, you've been able to say, hey, you know what? We can save some money or make things a little easier if you did this or that, just because you had a chance to see the operation.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's part of what we encourage our farmers to do, not just with your banker, but your whole team in regards to nutritionists and vets and agronomists, is they all get out to a lot of different operations and see a lot of different things. The same thing isn't always going to work on another farm, but it's an idea. And we should always be open to opportunities to save some money, make some money, do things a little more efficiently and those kinds of things.
Jenny, you mentioned the team. So when you meet with a farmer, and there's a lot of proprietary information, but is it good to have maybe you meet not only with the farmer, but with the whole team to try and see where everybody's coming from?
So you're right. I mean, obviously there are certain things a farm maybe doesn't necessarily want to share in detail with people like their vet or their agronomist or things like that. But we have ways that we can still meet as a team and have good, solid discussions without everything coming out on the table. And we believe it's important for that whole team to meet, because something that, you know, one of the other team members might think is a great idea, but now all of a sudden you're hearing from someone else and you make the determination, okay, maybe that's not right. And you understand why. And so you can't do that if you're all meeting separately.
We're with Jenny Jurizic at the Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference here at the Florian Gardens here in Eau Claire. I'm Brian Winnikins on WRDN.
Signing up to become an FFA member is the first step toward career success for many high school students. FFA membership provides valuable learning opportunities, seminars, competitions, civic activities, and more to help them become competent, confident, and caring leaders.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA.
Saluting our local FFA chapters during National FFA Week. This FFA salute is brought to you by NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Right now at Staples, you can print like a pro and save like a boss. Introducing the new HP OfficeJet Pro all-in-one printers. Professional HP quality, blazing HP speeds. Perfect for printing color presentations, flyers, brochures, and more at the home office or the office office. And now at Staples, HP OfficeJet Pro printers are up to $90 off. So you can print and save like a pro. For the best deals on America's most trusted printer brand, HP, shop Staples today. Ends 3-2. Offer good in-store and online.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke. Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's the hurry, son? Where you gonna go? We're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. She's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. They howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town.